Hello, and welcome to Crusade with Me, a podcast about living out your faith passionately, being a true gentleman or lady, and being physically, mentally, and spiritually fit for the mission God has called us to. I'm so glad you're joining me today, and as we talk about what it really means to crusade in life, to live on mission with purpose, and how to start making small but powerful changes to live a life of impact. Today, I want to talk about getting excited about crusading, that is, living with passion for your faith, embodying true Christian virtues, and taking care of your body so that you can do all that God has called you to do, and that's for the long haul. And when we talk about crusading, we aren't talking about some far-off historical event. We're talking about living as passionate, intentional followers of Christ. We look to the scriptures for our blueprint, as St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Don't think it can be any more clear than that. First, let's talk about the faith side of crusading. When we hear the word crusade, we often think of big, bold missions and great feats. But the foundation of any crusade is faith in Christ, a faith that is alive and active. In 1 Peter 1, verse 13, we're encouraged to prepare your minds for action, be sober-minded. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Crusading in faith means aligning our hearts, our minds, and our lives with the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do you get excited about faith? First, it's not just about hearing, it's about doing. Martin Luther often spoke about living out our faith through our vocation. Whether you're a student, a teacher, a parent, or a worker in any field, your day-to-day tasks are your calling from God to serve and glorify Him. Make today the day you live intentionally for Christ. Pick one action. One task, and do it with the full confidence that you are serving God in that moment. Be active in your faith, not passive. I had also said we needed to be gentlemen and ladies, and let's talk about that for a minute and part of the crusade. And this isn't just about manners and etiquette, even though I think that is very important and we are woefully negligent in those areas in the 21st century. It's about embodying Christ-like character and virtues and how we treat others. In Colossians 3:12-14, we're called to put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. When we talk about being gentlemen and ladies in the faith, we mean living with dignity, showing love and respect for everyone around us. This is about cultivating humility and graciousness in our relationship, whether we in our family, friends, strangers, doesn't matter. Start today by practicing small acts of kindness. Open the door for someone. Offer a listening ear. Speak words that build up not tear down. This is how you live a life worthy of the calling God has placed on you. I've stated many times that I've been on this podcast that I'm a big fan of James Clear and his book Atomic Habits. And in the book Atomic Habits, James writes, talks about how small changes over time can have a massive impact. The same is true in cultivating character. Small, intentional habits like smiling at someone or offering encouragement can dramatically change the way you interact with the world. And I'm going to deviate here for just a minute. You know, crusading doesn't just happen in the spiritual or moral realms. It also happens in the physical realm. If we want to do the work God has called us to, we need to take care of our bodies, both because they're temples of the Holy Spirit, which is written in 1 Corinthians 6:19, and because we need them to serve effectively in this world. You know, I think it's pretty clear that one of the main reasons I started the podcast was because I wanted to get into better shape, because in not too distant future, I'm going to hit a milestone. I'm going to turn 60 years old, and I've got my Fab Five, my beautiful grandchildren, and I want to be healthier so that I can be around them and be active with them. You know, and in 1 Timothy 4, verse 8, Paul says, "For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." So Paul's acknowledging physical health and godliness go hand in hand. So being fit and healthy isn't just about looking good. It's about being ready for action. It's about having the energy and vitality to serve God and others. When you're physically healthy, you can serve more, love more, and crusade more effectively. Start by setting small, achievable fitness goals. You know, I started out, I think I did 10 push-ups every day. I still do my 100 steps on the side of the bathtub. But you can set a goal of doing 10,000 steps in a day. I think most people have phones that will log their steps. That can be a small goal. Might be a big goal. Maybe you need to set a goal of doing 5,000 steps in a day. I don't know. But start somewhere and set a small goal. Maybe the goal is drink more water. All right. My confession to you is this. I drink a barrel of coffee a day. It's the first thing I drink in the morning. I drink it all day. And it's the last thing I drink before I go to bed at night. And I'm trying to wean myself down and reduce the amount of coffee I'm consuming. It's not easy. My beloved, my wife, Kathy, has, for Christmas, she bought me this, it's a copper water bottle. And I've been trying to drink, and I don't know how much water it holds. It seems like a whole lot, but I do carry it with me from time to time, especially at work. And I've gotten to where I can drink that entire bottle in a day. What I'm blown away by is I can drink a barrel of coffee in a day. And I say barrel, I'm meaning multiple pots of coffee. And I can still only go to the bathroom once a day. I drink half that bottle of water, and I'm in the bathroom like every half hour. I don't get it. Maybe there's something wrong with me. I don't know. But anyway, maybe a challenge or a fitness goal could be that you just want to eat more fruits and vegetables. As James Clear would suggest, focus on the small wins. These daily habits compound into large health benefits over time. A simple habit you can start today is take a 10-minute walk after lunch. You not only get a boost in energy, but it's a small habit that builds into a healthier lifestyle. Your body is the tool you'll use to carry out the work God has for you, so let's get ready to use it to its fullest. Let's get it in shape, and let's get it healthy. Being a crusader means doing something. It's about not just sitting back and letting life happen to you. It's about making an impact. Being the hands and feet of Jesus in the world, as Kathy would say. Remember James 1 verse 22 tells us, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves." Pretty clear, we need to do something. So every action you take, whether big or small, has eternal significance. God has equipped you to do good works, as recorded in Ephesians 2, verse 10. And he's calling you to step up and make a difference. So take that first step. Maybe it's starting a new habit, reaching out to someone in need, or even just setting aside time to serve in your church or community. Look for opportunities to serve and be generous with your time, your energy, and your resources. Doesn't have to be big to be impactful. Remember, in the small things, we show our character. So begin today by intentionally, with your actions, decide on one thing you're going to do today to live out your faith boldly. And none of this is possible in our own strength. We rely on the grace of God to empower us to do the work he's called us to do. As it is written in Philippians 4, verse 13 says, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Our works and our actions are not about earning God's favor, but responding to the favor he's already shown us in Christ. The grace of God is what compels us to move, to act, to crusade. When you feel tired, discouraged, or overwhelmed, remember, you're not alone. Christ is with you, and his strength is made perfect in your weakness, as it is written in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Today, I'm calling you to crusade with me, to step up and live with passion for your faith. Embody Christ-like character. Take care of your body and make a difference in the world. Don't just be a listener. Be a doer of the word. You've been given everything you need to succeed. So let's get to work. Be a gentleman, the lady, the warrior for Christ that you were meant to be. Step into the mission he's called you to, and know that he is with you every step of the way. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the incredible privilege it is to serve you. Thank you for the gift of your grace, for the power of your word, and for the strength you give us to live out our faith. We ask you to empower each listener to take action today, to live boldly, to serve with love, to take care of our bodies and minds so that we can do the work you've called us to. Help us to be doers of your word, not just hearers. Strengthen us with your grace and give us the courage to live our lives as true crusaders for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you're feeling energized and ready to crusade for Christ. Remember, small changes, consistent habits, and living with purpose can change everything. So let's go out there and make a difference. And if this episode inspires you, share it with a friend and let's build a movement of passionate, intentional, and health-focused crusaders. Until next time, will you crusade with me?